WikiLeaks today posted tens of thousands of documents that hackers stole last year from Sony Pictures Entertainment. The U.S. blamed that cyber attack on North Korea. China, Russia, and Iran are also accused by the U.S. of routinely hacking their adversaries. A private study that will be released tomorrow says Iran in particular has increased the scope of its cyber attacks in the past few months. If true, Iran is doing so in the midst of delicate negotiations to curtail its nuclear program, but some are casting doubt on the study's conclusions. NPR national security correspondent David Wellner has more.
It's titled The Growing Cyber Threat from Iran, and the yet-to-be-released report's co-author is Fred Kagan. He's the director of the Critical Threats Project at the American Enterprise Institute, a hawkish Washington think tank. Kagan warns in that report that Western nations have severely underestimated Iran's capacity to wage cyber warfare.
We're seeing the Iranian capability and the scale of their attack infrastructure grow significantly over the past year.
The data for this report assessing Iran's cyber mischief was supplied by Norse, an international cybersecurity firm. Sam Glines, its CEO and founder, says Norse has found that over the past year, Iran's attacks have more than doubled on the more than 8 million sensors that Norse has placed around the world that pretend to be critical industrial control systems. Glines says those attacks have not diminished during Iran's nuclear negotiations.
There's been a slight increase, a slight spike in the last few months. And what we've also seen is that the distribution of the number of launch points from which the attacks are originating has increased dramatically.
Others have found exactly the opposite. Stuart McClure is the founder and CEO of Silence, another cybersecurity firm. He, too, has been tracking Iran's cyber attacks on critical infrastructure around the world.
And what we found was that their efforts, their activities dropped off dramatically over the last couple of months to the point where they've basically been, you know, shut down. I mean, not just we're seeing it, but I have other teams seeing it as well.
So what's going on here? Jeffrey Carr is the CEO of Taiya Global, which evaluates the risk of cyber attacks on U.S. and foreign firms. He says even though an attack might look like it's coming from Iran, it could be coming from someplace else.
Anyone can compromise computers based anywhere in the world, send malicious traffic from those computers, and have the victim see traffic coming from countries that the attacker wants them to see it coming from.
Carr suspects the involvement of the American Enterprise Institute may explain the recent increase it reports in Iran's cyber attacks.
There's a right-wing political motivation here, which is to paint Iran as a threat.
Carr notes that the report comes amid sharp debate over lifting sanctions on Iran. The AEI's Kagan says there's no tie between the report and the nuclear talks.
If we had really wanted to influence this process, we would have released a lesser product, but a more hyperbolic product some weeks ago.
Still, Kagan says a nuclear deal could mean much more rapid growth in Iran's cyber attacks.
We assess with a lot of confidence that if sanctions are lifted, the Iranians will receive a lot more cash and access to a lot more technology, and some significant portion of that will go into their cyber programs.
It's a conclusion that Kagan contends is obvious. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.